You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKWD Live at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival here in Montreal. Let me just fix this mic a little bit.
Great.
And I'm here with one of the regs, one of the greats, one of your favorites, Joe List, a.k.a. The Truth.
Hey, everybody. What do you got there? Tissues?
No, I got some
Tatuahuis.
Look at that.
Oh, man. I haven't had a cigar in a long time. I'm trying to not.
Yeah.
I had some throat problems.
Yeah. That's it. Cures throat problems.
I better not have it.
Oh, suck on it.
I'll hold
dry on. Dry cigar.
Can you do that?
Yeah, it's called the dry. A lot of old guys can't smoke anymore because of the same things you have.
Right? Well, they have probably cancer.
Well, yeah.
I have reflux, but it's getting better. I'm doing much better.
I have acid reflux.
I know, but I got it like, it's like hot and heavy right now. And I have silent reflux. It goes into your throat. You have that?
What is that?
That's like it goes up into your, straight into your throat and your esophagus, whatever the fuck, vocal cords, and then I get all itchy throat. I can't believe they can hear us.
Why?
It's loud. There's a waterfall.
Yeah, but it's this is a $1,000 Sennheiser. HKM 416. This is a microphone that they use on sitcoms and movie sets.
Oh, wow.
So with all the horse shit around, they got, you know, the guy holding it, the boom mic?
Yes.
That's a boom mic.
Okay, so it doesn't matter that there's a
So, you know, Bob Kelly, I'm always ahead of the curve.
That's true. Is it curve or curb?
No, it's curve. The curves.
All right.
You're setting the curve.
I see, because the curve, you can't see what's on the curve. You're ahead of the curve.
Right, I'm ahead of the curve.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, curb would be stupid.
But it's curb your enthusiasm.
That's a great show. Not
curb,
stupid.
Curb your dog.
Yeah, curb your dog taking a shit. Yeah.
Curb your dog means when you have the dog bite on the curb and then you step on the back of its head.
No, that's not. No, no.
No, that's
curb your dog means when it takes a shit, you pick it up.
I see. I'm afraid to smoke. I'd like to smoke, but I'm afraid because I had cobblestone throat and it finally went away.
And he said, what the fuck is that?
When your throat turns into little cobblestones.
Really?
And it's bad for you. And I got it from Coke and cigars. It was all
cocaine?
Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, Coca-Cola Classic was terrible, though.
I quit, finally, 5 months ago. I haven't had a Coke in 5 months.
Yeah, that's just awful.
I haven't had a cigar in 5 months either.
It's better than, well, why don't we have one right now?
You're bad influence. I've been doing very well. I got the big show tonight.
Let's talk about this. Because you were a little stressed out when we sat down. We're at Just for Laughs.
Yes.
You've been here a bunch of times.
This is my fourth time here.
I mean, this is my, I don't even know what time here.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've been here 5 years in a row. I love it. I fucking love it.
It's special. It's a special festival. And if you're a comedy fan, you should come up here. Like, book a trip, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. If you're a comedy fan, this is the place to be.
It should be a bucket list. It's unbelievable. Comics everywhere. It's just a special time. I get emotional. I was sitting in my room last night and then again today. I got a view over St. Catherine.
Yeah.
And they have the whole street shut down, the city, and like you can see all the festivities. And there's a guy flipping fucking fire.
Yeah.
And you can see, you can recognize comics down there. And this is the first time I've felt like really, truly being booked. Like part of, I did some bullshit World Series of Comedy in 2010, which is like a consolation prize thing. Yeah. It was still fun to be here. Then I did New Faces that nobody gave a shit about, unrepped New Faces.
Yeah. Those are tough because it's so exciting. You don't know the lady in the flower blouse if she runs HBO or she's somebody's aunt.
Yeah, you still think it's
stressful.
Yeah, you think it's something.
You think everybody that's in the elevator could be somebody
right.
that saw you. Anybody that comes up and says, oh my God, you are so funny, you want to go, well, who are you?
Right, right. Well, that's the part that's nice now too, is now I don't care. I have my own career. I got an agent. I got a manager. I got a pod. We got friendships.
We're comics.
Yeah, we're really doing it. So now you just see people and you're like, hey, yeah, oh, thank you. I don't. And then if it is something, it'll get to me somehow. A manager.
You don't have to worry about
back
it.
Back then, I'm like, did I say that right? Should I have hugged him? Should I have fucked her in the ass?
Or, doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Now we're just freewheeling Bob Dylan.
The people that you thought mattered back then aren't even in the business right now.
No. Or you passed them.
Yeah, the person you ignored is the head of the company right now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Which is weird.
It feels good. It feels good to be part of it. And the hangs are so good. Special.
Yeah.
Ari just left. And,
is he gone?
He's gone. He left.
He's fucking done.
He's gone.
Wow.
He wanted to leave early, and I spent a bunch of time with him. I got up early and hiked today. Me and Ari and this girl, Isabel Hagen, who's one of the new faces. We became buddies. We woke up at 8, had breakfast, hiked up to Mount Royal.
How come you didn't call me?
Well, I figured you had Max. You have a wife.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're doing things.
I have Max and a wife. Back when we Bushcraft Party Boy, I have them there.
But that was planned ahead. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, but you could have called and said.
I should have called.
I mean, I'm a Bushcraft Party Boy.
It wasn't like a hike. It was like a walk.
Any wood thing is Bushcraft Party Boys.
I know. It was food and woods. I'm sorry.
I mean, we have knives together.
I know. As I'm saying it, I'm like, I should have called. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm right in the same hotel.
But here's the other thing. It's 8 in the morning. You don't want to call people 8 in the morning.
Text me. If you throw the text, I could say I don't want, I didn't get it. If I'm sleeping, or I could be like, I'll be right down.
You're right. That's what I did the other day to that girl Isabel. It was Instagram messaging. I'm like, hey, if you happen to see this, send me a text. It's 8 in the morning. There's only so many people up at 8 in the morning.
You sent a new face.
Yeah.
Somebody nobody knows. A fucking text. And you even went you worked so hard to get her to go. You went to social media hoping she might see it.
Well, I didn't want to wake up. But I didn't want to wake people up. But you have a wife and a kid. I thought you were doing things.
Oh, why would I want to get away from them and hang with my great friends who I love and go hiking, which I love, Bushcraft Party Boys, which I love, and get breakfast, which I love more than everything.
I know. I fucked up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I fucked up.
Well, you know what, dude?
Sorry.
I can't say anything to that. I just say next time, throw me a text.
It's one of the tricky things with the festival, too, is that
what?
Everywhere you go, you're like, oh, shit, we should ask Tom Takkar. We got to get Takkar over here.
You know what?
We got to get him. Should we get him? Then we get him. And then if someone goes, I can be out there in a half hour.
Yeah.
I get there 20 minutes. And they both had flights. So it was like, we had to get there and get back.
I think I understand. That makes sense. That is the thing about this festival, is that there's so many people here that you do love and know. You can't do it all.
Right.
You can't. You have. The one thing I learned to do at this, I went to bed Wednesday night when I got here. I just went to bed at like 11.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not hanging out. Thursday night, I called it quits early.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, I don't need to, like you said, I don't need to go and do all this hang. But when I do hang, like last night, me and Ari, I did his show at like 12 something. And then we went up to the Netflix party.
Yes.
And hung out there for a while. And then up there, there was this guy. And then all of a sudden, this guy. And then my agent. And then my lawyer, and then another friend, and it just a 20 minute hang becomes a 2 hour hang up.
Exactly. It took me an hour to get from the lobby to the elevator. I mean, to my room earlier, and then I had the wrong key. I had a room key from a fucking week ago. Had to go back down. But it's also, that's great. That's the great part of it. You bump in, hey, there's Mateo. Hey, there's the Sklar brothers.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Jordan Temple. There's your mother's ass, you know?
Yeah.
It's special.
Well, you become friends with people you don't know. Well, you'd know, but you never would ever get the chance to see them ever.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, on the road or in a different part of the country or in the world. And all of a sudden you're in an elevator or you're on a show with them and you're yapping with them. And then you go get dinner with them. And all of a sudden you're hanging out and having a good time.
It's the best. I'm supposed to go do Fahim Anwar's podcast. Right as we got together, he's like, hey, you ready to do the podcast? I was like, I got snatched up by Bobby. I'll have to come out. It's like free agency.
Yeah, but I'm not. Listen, you know, I'm not just any podcast.
No, that's why I'm here.
I'm the original podcast.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Who's Fahim?
Fahim Anwar, you know him?
No, what is it?
Oh my God, he's hilarious.
Really?
Comic. Yeah, he's a real comic.
Now I feel pressure to be funny.
He's a real comic.
Now I feel pressure to be funny. Like his show's going to be hilarious?
No, he's hilarious on stage. I've never heard his podcast before, but I'm happy to do it. But sometimes you hear people and you go, who's it? What's this? Some hipster asshole?
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the code of like, he's legit.
Okay, right.
It's like, you have to be like, oh, he's funny.
His name is.
And then you're like, are we on camera? Is he funny? I'm saying, no, he's actually an actual funny.
Because when I heard Fahim.
That's the thing. It sounds like a guy who's like, hey, well, what's a baby? Whatever. And like, he's like a real comic. You know what I mean? This is all.
Where's he from?
He's from Seattle. He's been around forever. An LA guy from Seattle. Very handsome.
He
can dance.
I've actually had a great festival.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I've been very busy. But I've had a great festival. I'm enjoying myself. Everything that I chose to do. You know, the trick, too, is that when you come here, they get you, okay, you're going to do a gala, a warm-up show, and maybe this show and that show. Okay, great. But then all of a sudden, when you're here, they're like, hey, we want you. Can you do this show? Can you do that show? Can you jump on this podcast or this panel? So you have to be choosy with that, too, because you can do too much. And it gets stressful, too. And I've learned to, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this and then enjoy it all.
Yeah. They asked me to roast 2 days in a row, which is nice. Well, Jeff wanted me to roast. It's touching. I appreciate that he thinks that I'm good enough to roast. I'm like, I didn't want to spend my day writing jokes. As soon as you sign up for a roast, that's your day. I'm bouncing jobs, calling everybody I know. I'm texting people back home. I'm sending them money. Can you help me with the roast joke? Can you listen to this?
Yeah.
And then I get my feelings hurt and lose. And like, they want me to roast Pete Holmes. And I'm like, I don't want to roast Pete Holmes.
He's been preparing for fucking months.
And he roasted me in person downstairs.
When?
Downstairs, I bumped in. He's giving me shit for wearing a Bruins shirt. He's like, you should evolve. He's like, what are you, a sports guy? You're like a bully. You look like a bully.
I was like, bully because you like a sports team?
That's what I said. He's like, quit trying to impress your dad. Move on.
Yeah, but he's being this new guy. You know that. Mean Pete.
Well, I think he's trying to be. He's joking around. He's like, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, it's a character he's working on.
Oh, okay.
No, it's literally a character. It's called Mean Pete.
Oh, all right.
So he's doing this new thing where he's dirtier and meaner.
Oh, I see.
Because he's reinventing himself.
Oh, okay. Well, it was like a hiking out. I'm like, I threw on a hat and
but the problem with that is someone's going to snap on him one day.
Right.
Tell him to go fuck himself and drag him outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's going to go, I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, I felt bad. I was like, I don't know. I like the Bruins.
Sherrod's going to grab him by the neck one day.
I like the Boston Bruins.
Yeah,
I still
fuck
enjoy
him. You love the Bruins.
I love the Bruins.
Why would you? Who cares?
I don't care, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves fucking certain knitting and cooking.
Yeah.
Like bun cakes. You're not going to make fun of him for liking to cook a bun cake.
I don't like to make fun of people.
What? Have you watched any of my YKWDs?
No, I enjoy making fun of people. By the way, how about the Bennington thing yesterday? That turned into a fucking... That was wild.
I loved it. You know why? Because it was dipping in and out of seriousness.
Yeah, it was fun. But the problem with that is when you combine the serious with the hilarious, then it feels like you're bombing. When you're like, yeah, man, like I was really sad and my dad finger fucked me and so I became a drunk and everyone's like... And then you're like, oh, shit, I'm eating it. And you're like, no, I'm just telling you what happened.
No, but that's part of your MO, dude. You have to realize that... Sorry, I touched the microphone. That's you. You have to realize, I had to realize I'm a psycho. I snap. I have no gears.
Yes.
I have, you know, first and sixth.
Yes.
That's me. You know, 99% of the time, it's just me being triggered. And I feel, you know, I don't want to do it. But you are the other way, where you feel very sad and anxious and fucked up about something that no one is even thinking about except for you.
Right.
Like, you killed yesterday on that show.
Oh, thank you.
You were great. But you're in your head like, am I bombing? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Like, one joke doesn't get a laugh, and you're like, what the fuck?
Well, then I had a weird thing where it got weird with towards the end with the kid. I was kind of making a joke that I don't care when kids die.
And
then
it got
weird, this weird thing where it became white privilege. I was like, oh, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, but he was joking with you.
All right.
So here's what happens with you, is you say something hilarious, like, about the kids dying, which I thought was funny.
Thank you.
Because it was just crazy. And then Bennington zings you back.
Right.
With his style, which is passive aggressive.
Right.
Almost like, oh, so you like kids dying, Joe? And he does that, and you're like, no, I'm kidding.
Right.
Because that's not your style. You have to understand each person's style.
Right.
To be like, oh, okay, that's what he does.
Right.
Yeah. Because I used to, you know, Bennington the same way with me. I used to think, are you serious? No.
Yeah. He's never serious. He's like, I'm never serious. Never worry about anything. I'm like, all right.
Never serious.
How about Ari last night? Were you there when he spaced on Bennington's name?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I couldn't fucking believe that.
He was telling me the story when we went out hiking without you. He was saying, he said he just completely spaced on his name, on Ron Bennington's name.
Yeah.
That's fucking drugs, don't you think?
Yeah, that's drugs, not sleeping. I mean, there was plenty of names he could have spaced on that show. Like people he doesn't even know.
Like, they called him a DJ.
They called him a what?
A DJ. Like he said, this guy's one of my favorite DJs. Like, Bennington has like a fucking earpiece and like a... like he's dropping the beat.
He's a true asshole.
Yeah, he's a fuck-up.
Yeah, and he shaved his head.
He looks ridiculous.
The first thing I said on stage last time, I go, I'm going to say it because no one else will. You look like an idiot.
It's it's hard, yeah. It's hard. Like, Sarah's like, I can't hang out with him until it's better.
Why?
Because he looks crazy. He looks like a pedophile. He's got a mustache, and it looks insane.
Yeah, but he does it intentionally.
Of course.
All the bald guys in this room right now hate you. For purposely going, hey, I'm just going to look like this.
No, he looks...
And you know what it is? It's reverse peacocking.
Oh, interesting.
It's like these guys who show up really fancy and dressed and smell and all that. He's going, I'm going to go the other way, but you still get the same results.
Right. You're still getting the
attention.
Yes. It's like these guys with the wacky haircuts. Yeah. It's all messed up, but it took you a half hour to have your hair messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's a reverse peacock.
Yes.
Look at that little bird.
This is delightful, by the way. We got some skyline, birds, beautiful. Waterfall.
It's fucking beautiful. I'm loving it. What else was I going to say to you? I was here last night. Let me flip this one second.
Flip it. What's happening?
I'm just flipping the camera so we know where we're at. Okay. Yeah, 23. We're perfect. I was out here. They had the big show out here last night.
Yeah.
Andrew Schultz. There's had to be around, I don't know, 10,000 people on the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, packed.
The TV taping thing?
Outside.
Oh.
On the Esplanade here.
Oh, I see.
Or whatever the fuck they call it up here. There's got to be 10,000, all families, kids, moms, dads, and Andrew Schultz is on stage talking about eating pussy and sucking dick. I've never seen somebody bomb.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's fun.
I've never seen, I mean, people were like, oh, you see these families staring at this asshole. And then he's like, look it, man, you can lick a pussy as much as you want. You can suck it. You can lick that cooch. But you suck a dick. And they're like, what?
I haven't seen anyone take a good hot one since I've been here. I've been to all the shows I've been to have been pretty good. I love watching a good bomb.
He showed me. I was loving it. I had to go. Don was like, let's go. I'm like, Don, you don't understand what this is. There's 10,000 people. Andrew Schultz, one of the hottest comics right now going, is taking a fat one in front of 10,000 Canadians.
I love it. I wanted to ask, that's what I asked the new faces, like, did anyone fucking eat it? Don't you love a good new face bomb?
Yeah.
And you just want them to kind of leave the business, you know? Or come back at some point. I don't want anyone to kill themselves or anything, which I think happened before. Didn't Chicken Little or something?
No, Chicken, that's an interesting story. Back in the day when you came to this festival, especially this festival, you could become rich. You could, networks exec would come here looking for talent to put on shows like Ray Romano, Jerry Seinfeld, to make that show Roseanne, and they would give people deals. And there were development deals and holding deals. A holding deal meant you can't go anywhere for a year until we try to develop something. Usually you got a holding and a development deal. So they'd give you $250,000 to hold you for a year.
Right.
So nobody else could get you. And then they give you a development deal for $250,000.
Right.
Sue Costello got it. It was usually the new comic nobody knew who just fucking killed, or, you know.
I think I remember hearing Gullman got some deals way back in the 90s.
This guy, Chicken, fucking blew the doors off this place. Like, off the fucking ring. It was all improv, you know. He went up and pulled his pants down. He did all this crazy shit. And that's all people talked about was Chicken. Development deal, money. Was in Triple X. He played Q. You know, okay. Q and James Bond. He played the tech guy in Triple X.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I guess I don't know the details, but a few years ago he hung himself and killed himself. I think it's very important in this business, as being a stand-up comic, to become good at stand-up comedy.
Right.
So you can make this your job, no matter what.
Right.
The business says you're too fat, you're too bald, you're too ugly, you're too tall, you're too skinny.
I like that you did you and then me. Well, I feel like that all the time. Like, I'm not even, what's nice is I'm not even in the business. I'm in comedy. I'm a comedian. I'm not in showbiz.
Yeah.
There's no, like I go to LA, I'll talk to like John again. You've got like a TV, or Nate. Like, Nate feels like he's in showbiz.
He is.
He's got the head of ABC and Disney. He's got a sitcom and a thing. I'm at the Funny Bone and I'm quite happy. I'd like to sell more tickets, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, why does this mic keep fucking flopping?
Hang on, it's a limp cock.
Yeah, I know, it's very limp.
You gotta make sure the sound's good. People will write to us and call us fucking faggots.
Yeah.
They love yelling at us.
They really do. They complain. It's under the guidelines of caring.
It's falling.
Is it going down again? You have a quarter on you?
No, I have nothing on me. Nothing. I have a card, maybe.
Yeah, I might see that.
Maybe a room key.
Yeah, we'll see that. Oh, I just ruined your room key.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
That's okay. You're fine. There you go.
We did the boom operator.
Yeah, that's why you need one, right? All right.
You should get one of the new faces to hold this thing.
There we go. That's now it's not going to go.
There we go.
There we go. Now we're in business. Now we're sucking peckers.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? My phone. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right, back. We're back. So, yeah.
Anyways, the business.
Look, that's why I think we can enjoy these festivals now, because we're not coming up here other than to do shows and hang with friends.
Right. No, it's the best. Yeah. I mean, I feel so good. I also get like, I love the comics, man. It's so fucking fun. And comedians, yeah, it doesn't take long to feel close to a comedian.
No.
Like, I was on tour on the road with Louis, and he had Greg Hahn and Keith Robinson. I met Keith a bunch. I hung out with him at the table. But spending like 10 days all day, you're like, I love these guys.
Yeah.
But Greg, I met, and then a week later, I wanted to cry when I was like, I love you, man. Like, call me. Like,
yeah.
Because you have that bond with comics, and then you're going through the same experience, travel, stand-up, managers, agents, hecklers, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I just feel close. And then you have the same sense of humor. You're busting balls, and you get it.
Yeah.
And some of these other people at the festival, I just met fucking 2 days ago. They're leaving. I'm like, I want to cry, man. I fucking love you, dude.
Yeah, I'm not that queer about it, but...
No, I'm queer. I got my walls are coming down. Alan would be happy. And I kept thinking that. I was upstairs in my room being like, why do I feel fucking, like, I got to call someone. And I'm like, oh, because I'm breaking down walls. I'm connected. Yeah. I feel connected.
Good, man.
It makes you emotional. Oh, and I haven't seen my wife in 2 weeks either. So I want to, I miss her.
How was the tour with Louis?
It was great. We went to, I ate it every show.
Why?
Well, we were in Poland, Milan, Bulgaria, Romania. I'm going up cold and just fucking eating.
You got to open it?
Yeah, I was going cold, and I just bombed.
And you hear Keith in the offstage going, ha, ha, ha.
Well, he was sweet. I mean, Keith has a sweet side. He's like, nah, you didn't bomb. Believe me. I would have. He does the point. He's like, I would have loved if you bombed.
Yeah, he can only point because he can't do this anymore.
Yeah, he's only got 1 hour. That guy's he's a special guy, don't you think?
Well, explain that before I say yes.
Well, first of all, he has no...
He's special because he can't walk right?
Yeah, I mean, he's like special. Like,
he has a stroke?
You're what we call retards now. He's special. He had a stroke. He can't use his right side. But he has no anxiety and no complaining. Like, if I have the shits, you hear about it for 10 days.
Yeah.
I got you checking my teeth.
Believe me, dude.
He doesn't...
I know. You cut your finger, a little nick. You hear about it for an hour and a half until we had to break open the Neosporin and the emergency first aid kit.
Well, I got...
Emergency.
It was a thorn.
It wasn't. Something. You weren't even bleeding.
I don't remember what happened. Something happened. But anyways, he had a stroke. He doesn't even talk about it. He doesn't complain once. We walk everywhere. He just walks around. He doesn't give a shit. And we're like, I was like, maybe it'll come back, or there's medicine. He's like, I don't want it. I'm a man. He's like, I had a good arm for 50 years. But he really genuinely doesn't seem like, he's just like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
He just rolls with it.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious. And he also, like, takes care of young comics, the black comic that you don't
care
about.
Takes care of people.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not taking away from you.
I take care of the white comics.
Yes, sometimes.
We made a deal. You take care of the black ones. I take care of the white ones.
Yeah, he checks in. He's on the phone. He's hilarious. And he has, like, this comedy integrity about these people posting the shit and the virtue signaling. He's like, you got to be on the side of funny. I just love always, him. I learned a lot about him. Yeah.
No, I've learned a lot from Keith. I would never say it to his face.
Yeah.
But he was one of my mentors coming up.
Dude. Yeah.
This is when I knew Keith was a really good person, like a good guy. We were doing a college gig, and I stayed at his house out in Woodbridge because we were going to the Jersey airport right there. The next morning I woke up, I forgot my license.
Yeah.
Now, I lived on 97th and Lex. It's the opposite side of Manhattan, Spanish Harlem.
Right.
We're in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's two river crossing.
We have to go to the New Jersey airport.
Right.
We drove by the airport. He drove me to my house to get my license.
Oh, that's sweet.
To make this gig. And he wasn't mad at me. He didn't fucking... I mean, he cursed me out.
Right, right.
In a funny way.
Of course,
all right.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah.
And we made the flight and I made that money. I needed that money.
Yeah.
If I didn't make that flight, I wasn't going to pay rent that money.
Right, right.
You know?
No, he's a thoughtful guy. And he has like those moments where he'll kind of take down the shitting on you thing for a moment and be like... No, man, no champ. Calls you champ. He's a guy that when he calls you champ or brother man, you feel like, oh, this guy cares about me.
Yeah, he's one of my closest friends.
Yeah, he's a good man. Like Greg Hahn, you know Greg Hahn?
Who's that?
Nobody knows who this poor guy is.
Is he from here?
He's a road dog. No, he's a Bob and Tom guy. He's from, he was in New York, I think even before you were there. And then he's been in LA for 20 years or whatever. But he's a road guy. He got big on Bob and Tom. He's real high energy. He's wacky. He does this on stage a lot. But he's buddies with Louie, and then he's great. Great hang, great guy. You'd love him.
How is Lou?
He's doing good. He's doing fun. Shows were good. They were packed. And
theaters? You know, what were they, theaters?
Little theaters, 900-seat little theaters, yeah. And like convention-type things.
How was the flight?
Flights were great. It was fun. We were all together.
All first class?
First class, yeah. It was amazing.
Wow, that's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah. He makes still good money, but I mean, it's not private.
Right.
But it was great. It was just fucking great. I came straight from there to here and then met up with all you guys, and it's just like, feel blessed.
That's a good couple weeks, man.
Yeah, I miss my wife. My wife's just at home.
It's all right. She's doing good.
Yeah, she's doing sets and TV. She's done 3 TV sets since I've been gone.
Really?
But this week at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So it's great. I love it. I love those guys. And but anyways, my point was just like, you spend a couple days with someone, you're like, man, I fucking... That's my friend.
Yeah, I'm friends with Ryan Hamilton for the rest of my life because we toured together on the Canadian tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, we're exact opposites.
Yeah.
But through that, we found out we both love fly fishing. I just went up to here. He rented a house up in Roscoe, and I went up and I fished with him a day.
I saw that video. It was sweet. That was sweet.
That was Ari. I went up with Ari.
But I saw one with you and Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Or maybe he posted. Somebody posted.
Went up, hung out for a couple hours. We fished. Had lunch and I left.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
Good life.
These are the best times of life right now. I mean, right now is the best.
It's pretty great. I feel pretty good. I got added to the Kindler show. I remember being here in 2010. I went and watched the alternative show. I'm not an alternative comic, so but whatever. I went and watched the show. And I remember thinking like, God, I'd love to be on this show. I love Kindler. And it just seems like, I remember sitting in like the balcony watching all the, I could see like backstage and everyone's laughing at each other. And I'm like, I wish I was down there. And now I'm on the show.
That's great.
And I'm doing my hour at the fucking mainline theater.
How's that going?
I did one. It was like 40 people, but they were fans.
Yeah.
It was fun. I walked in. There was 6 people that were like, there he is. And I was like, fucking hey. And then I looked around. That were the only 6 people in the... I was like, oh, all right. But still, it's nice.
Yeah. And you got one tonight?
One tonight. Then Kindler's show. And then I got to go to fucking bed and then home finally.
Tomorrow.
Yes. And Monday... This is going to be weird. I have a Central Park hang. Come hang if you're around Monday afternoon.
Is it one of your balloon hangs?
I'm putting together the balloon hang.
Are you going to put the balloon up in the air at least?
No, I like it low.
Why? You can't see it. It looks like a fat guy's head.
I know, but it's kind of funny.
I almost didn't find it.
I know, but it was fun. That was Max is a baby.
The baby, now he's six.
Can you do something, big favor for me? He thinks I'm Ari. He keeps calling me Ari. The Sklar brothers are like, that's not Ari, that's Joe. Ari's taller and uglier, and Joe's way funnier, and I appreciate that. But he's sweet. He bartended last night at the TV show.
Who did?
Max.
What are you talking about?
He was the bartender.
Where?
He was the production assistant at the TV table while you were on.
Were you there?
I came upstairs and he went, do you want an alcohol? I said, no, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take water.
Really? Well, I was on stage?
Him. Yeah, I would have tipped
he him. He wasn't watching me?
No, he didn't care. He watched Guy Branum. He thought that was you.
No, he didn't.
No, okay.
He thought Guy Branum was me.
He was like, Daddy's killing. And I'm like, no, that's Guy Branum. Daddy hated her.
I thought you didn't make fun of people.
No, I'm not. I'm kidding. I don't make fun. I kid.
You kid.
I do. I fuck kids.
So what if they never brought you back up here again? Would it matter?
I'd be bummed. I mean.
Did you say you fuck kids?
Yeah. I'm going to come by Creeps for Kids. What time is that?
7 o'clock.
Can I come hang?
Yes.
Can I hang like in the back?
Buddy, of course. You got a pass.
I don't have a kid. I don't know.
You have a pass.
I know, but they might not let me in the back. I want to come in the back and hang with you guys.
Your pass gets you in anywhere. Did you know that?
But not to the green room.
Yes, it does.
Really?
Any green room.
Are you sure?
Artists can go anywhere the fuck they want.
All right. I'm going to go to Mark.
Except the main, like, Kevin Hart
show. Right, the big one, yeah.
You go anywhere you want.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to that for my show.
Yeah, it's. I'm actually excited about it because this is a show I created with Ron back in New York two years ago, and I was like, you know, it would be great if we get up to Montreal. Is kind of the goal. If we could get this up, it's really made for a festival,
right?
And with the panel at the end of parenting and just the way it is, a small little room like. You know, Club Soda, Cleopatra. I really wanted a Cleopatra.
Right.
But then they gave us Club Soda, and I immediately got anxiety, like, are we going to fill it? You know, Cleopatra is that small little room.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I'm flipping out about it. I can't. I mean, they just did it, too, like a couple months ago. They were like, all right, we're going to bring it up.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, where I'm taking down my walls and getting I feel connected, because I was looking at the thing, and I had a moment where I was like, God, he did it. It's here. Like, when you see it, you're like, you fucking did it.
Yeah.
Like, you got your show into the big festival.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to be like, I start feeling the feelings of like, wow, man, you're doing it. Like, I get, like, emotional now. I'm getting connected with life, I think. Yeah. Like, I see Keith, like, had a struggle. They told him, they're like, he's like, I'm going to go back. It was in March. You probably already know, but, like, they were like, he's like, I'm going to go back in August and start doing stand-up. And the nurse is like, oh, I don't think so. And then he went up a week later. He went and did a set at the Stress Factory.
Yeah.
Like the doctor, like he's like that classic cliche story.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's fucking amazing. But seeing like my name at the theater, you doing your show, it's exciting.
It is. We just used to be a bunch of assholes doing podcasts in that little room above the cellar. Just trying to fucking get shows together and make a little money and get sets during the week.
Yeah. And now we're like, it feels like we're like the guys.
Yeah.
Like the new faces are like, oh wow, I wish I could do that. I want to be at that level.
Right.
And then you're like, you won't be. But because climate change will kill us before the
other climate change is not going to kill us.
All right. I hope not.
It's not going to kill us. What is it going to be like this for the next 50 years?
It's hot.
Yeah, so what? It's nice out.
You'd love Greg Hahn, by the way.
Why?
We had to go. We had 2-on-1 the whole week. And then Keith, you know, had too many swirls, and I was like, all right, we got to...
Why, what happened?
We were just talking politics, and ball busting, being funny. You're like, shut up, you're racist, you fucking suck. And then, you get too many cocktails, it starts getting that level. You start to feel that thing where you're like, all right, let's talk about women. You
know? Yeah.
But it was fun. It was great.
Yeah, me and you had a fight about politics on my podcast.
Yeah, but that one, people kept yelling at me about Trump. I wasn't mad about Trump, I was mad at you. Right. I thought you did me dirty.
What I do?
But that's a whole other. We can talk about that off.
Well, what was it? I didn't know that.
I thought you did me a little dirty.
What I do?
You were like, you started yelling first. I feel like I was yelling in a podcast manner, like this. What? Oh, you're crazy! You're crazy! Are you kidding?
Do you know what I think?
And then you were yelling like, shut up! Shut the fuck up! And I was. It turned on me. And you said a thing one way, and I wish you had just gone. I said that, but I meant this. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And he claimed you didn't say that, but you did. And but I'm over it now.
Yeah, me too. But I you're very sensitive, and I'm not. But I am sensitive.
You're sensitive.
I am sensitive, but my sensitivity goes into fuck you.
Right.
Your sensitivity goes into sensitivity.
Well, here's the other thing. This is what I was really mad about, if you want to know the truth.
I do.
You were doing a thing earlier. You were kind of, it felt like you wanted to get into the thing. And you kept saying, you're a lib. You're a big lib. But you were saying it in a way like I'm some kind of SJW. Like, you don't know me. I'm a 90s liberal. I'm not one of these people. You know that.
You know, so you're going to fight with like this?
Who?
Gary Goldman in the hot tub.
Oh, I
bet. Because I kept saying lib.
Yeah, well, it feels very. I'm a liberal.
Sorry.
I'm a liberal in that, like, you know, I think there should be programs to help needy people, and I think we should gay should be able to get married and legal weed, and I want.
I believe in all that too.
But I'm not some guy. We talk off air about, you know,
Flax.
Yeah,
kid fucking.
We say the N-word and all that kind of stuff for fun. You know, I'm not one of these people. But anyways, no, it's fine.
I realize too is that I don't. I'm not good talking about politics because I'm a common sense guy. I'm down the middle on pretty much everything. I believe both sides as long as I think it's right. And I don't like talking about it. But sometimes I venture into it.
Yeah.
And I forget my tone is shitty.
Yeah.
Like the way I talk is very like, dude, you're a fucking lip. You know, and I forget. And I think I'm not aware. Me and my friends yell at each other.
Right.
Me and go fuck yourself. I'll fuck you, you cocksucker.
Right.
I mean, that's the way we do it. You're not that guy.
Right. Well, sometimes I'll talk like that. We'll talk like that. But then it takes a corner where all of a sudden it's like, oh, I feel like I'm getting a very attacked.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. And I also have, I'm realizing I have a lot of suppressed anger and rage.
Yeah, you do.
Which is anxiety.
Yeah, she comes out anxiety to you, but it comes out, my anxiety comes out as rage.
Right, but it's all suppressed anger.
It's all suppressed.
That's why I need to go start, like, fighting or something. Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah, you should join a boxing gym in New York.
Or like a kickboxing.
Well, with Keith. Kind of thing. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, he can't.
But ask him.
But he knows his shit. He was trying to tell me stuff, but I think I'd fuck him up.
You think you'd fuck Keith up?
With one side, yeah. I mean, he's 55, he's got one arm. I feel like I'd be able to do it.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, that's probably going to be bad. Maybe we should sing the rest.
Sing? Don't sing, because I can't afford the fucking... We'll get unmonetized on YouTube. Look, dude, I love you so much. You're one of my favorite people in the world. You're one of my best friends.
No, I love you. Well, that's all those things. You're like, what am I going to do, not be friends?
Yeah, but it happens, though. I mean, I didn't talk to Patrice for months.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to Billy for years. I don't talk to... I've done that with a bunch of people. Me and Norton fought. You fight with your friends.
Yeah.
That's how you're real friends.
Right, it makes you closer.
You don't fight with people you don't like.
Right. No.
You don't give a fuck.
No, you go, all right, yeah, the Bruins, they suck. See you later.
Why would he say that to you?
No, I think he's still came around or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been a quick conversation with me. I would be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking nerd.
Would have been fun.
Go do your fucking nerd podcast.
But it's fun, man. It's exciting. It's nice to see everybody. Pete and Jeff Ross and Maron. Maron says I got to reach out to Bobby Kelly. I love that guy.
I love Maron.
Yeah, nice guy.
I always have.
Yeah.
I remember Maron used to watch me and Godfrey and just be mad. Why do you have to scream? Why do you have to scream? And I'd be like, it's okay, Maron. I really like you. It's okay. You do what you do. I'll do what I do. But I think you're awesome. We're friends, whether you like it or not. And he'd be like, we are? I'm like, yeah.
See, that's nice.
You do? I'd be like, yeah, I really think you're awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's fun. It feels like everyone... Ari and I were talking about that on the hike. Everyone, essentially, you like everybody. Even the people you don't like, when you're in the room at the green room, you go, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Yeah, all right, cool, man.
Yeah.
You having a good fest? Yeah, me too. There's no one to me that I'm like, I can't even fucking be near that guy. I think we need more of that. People you disagree with, you hate their online personality, you go, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It's fine. Sometimes you just got to mute people online. You're like, I can't, this guy.
Did you ever mute me?
No. I mute. The people that I mute are the fucking liberals you're talking about. I'm like, I can't fucking read these idiots. Even though we vote the same way.
I've never muted anybody. I just don't follow.
You know what you can do? This is a good trick. If you block and then unblock real quick, it makes them unfollow you. You know that trick?
I didn't know that.
Because if you block, they get notified. If you get muted, whatever. What you do is block, unblock. They're now no longer following you, and they never know anything happened. So you can just get people to no longer follow you.
Block, unblock.
Yeah.
That's a great trick.
And then they just don't know to see you.
I love that.
That's
pretty
good.
Have you ever done that to me?
No. I do it to a lot of people, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
People I know?
No, mostly like shitty fans or whatever. Fans. Yeah. But with, not even fans, people that are mean. Trolls.
Well, Joe, I'm doing the podcast up here. It's a special edition, a little smaller, just me and somebody I love, and I wanted to do it with you, and I'm glad that you agreed to do it.
Yeah, you're around. I got it. Let's go see some tits.
Well, I can't do that. I might.
If you can hike, you can see tits. Just say you're hiking. I don't know.
What am I going to go? Hiking gear?
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
With a backpack?
Show up with a backpack and shit?
No. I gotta go put the camera away, and then I gotta do my sound check for my show.
All right, I'm gonna find Fahim. Fahim Anwar, check him out. He's one of the funniest guys there is.
Yeah?
Like, he's in like my top 10 comics right now.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'll check him out.
All right,
man. Thank you so much. This has been YKWD live podcast from the Just for Last Comedy Festival with Joe List. When are you gonna plug, Joe?
At Joe List, comedian Joe List. I got a bunch of dates. When does this come out?
I heard you're killing at the festival, by the way.
I've been having a lot of fun.
I forgot to tell you that. Word around the fest is that Joe List is fucking annihilating.
Oh, that makes me feel good. I'm 4 for 4 so far, so hopefully I don't eat it
tonight. I mean, murdering.
Oh, thank you.
So, I mean, they're adding you to shows. When they add you to shows,
yeah,
that means that you're fucking killing.
No, that feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's coming up. I got Science, but that's probably going to be... When does this come out?
Cypress, plug it.
Cypress, August 1st to the 3rd. Acme, August 15th to the 17th. And then Soho Theater in London, August 30th and 31st.
How many seats is that?
I think it's like a couple hundred, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe it's less. 100?
That's great. Who booked that?
My agent booked it for me. They're getting American comics because Fahim's doing it right before me.
Yeah.
You should go do it.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's great, dude.
Exactly.
Go see him. We got like 3 English fans.
Yeah, well, come. They probably already have tickets. Come out.
Come out. All right, you guys are the best fans in the world. You know what, dude? We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.